1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longvine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longvineauto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, summer is here, and that means fun summer activities, and it means summer savings, too. Savings like $4,250 off MSRP on select new 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab. Or take a look at our inventory of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUV models in stock now. So come see us at Longvine Auto Plaza, or visit us anytime online 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads. $1,750 consumer cash, $1,250 trade allowance, $1,000 Chevy Select bonus. Plus TT&L rebates assigned to dealer.
KVOE News time is 8:24. Newsmaker 2 time here today. Hartford High football coach Dana Kissner joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line.
Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing? I appreciate you guys having me on.
You bet. Thanks. We appreciate your time.
Well, yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Coach, you're getting ready not only for the upcoming football season, but you got, the way it sounds, a pretty good fundraiser coming up here later on this month. Let's talk about that cornhole tournament.
Yeah, so we put one on last summer, so it's our second annual cornhole fundraiser. Last year we had about 27 teams come to it. I'm hoping to be able to be around that number again this year. But it's July 15th, and we will start registration at 9:30 and start playing at 10 o'clock at the Hartford City Park, and then there will be a free will donation food. So there's a hot dog meal and then a hamburger meal as well.
So what's the entry fee for the tournament?
The entry fee is $50 for a team, and a team can consist of one person or two people. A day of registration is $60.
Gotcha. So this is going to be taking place, the way it sounds, pretty much all day long. You got special prizes here for your champions?
Yep. So the champion is going to get a percentage of the overall entry fees. Last year, that champion won $200, and they were Jeff and August Lohmeyer from Osage City. And we'll probably be playing for quite a while. Last year we did a double elimination bracket. This year I'm hoping to be able to do pool play and then do a double elimination bracket. That way it gives people some more games and we have a little bit more fun.
All right, so extend it. Give everybody another shot at the championship.
Yep.
So how are things shaping up for the football team here this year, Coach?
Things are going good. We've had a pretty good summer. Wrapped up 5-on-5. Obviously, we're on moratorium this week, so can't be in the weight room or do anything like that. But it's been a pretty good summer for our guys, and we're excited. We're excited to get started.
Speaking of your team, and I know you mentioned here kind of a dead period right now, but what has you really excited about your squad going in here to the 23 campaign?
Well, the thing that excites me the most is that we're going to be probably even younger than we were last year. But we're going to be even more talented than we were last year. So I think that's exciting in and of itself. You're going to have only one senior on the roster and a bunch of young guys that are trying to prove themselves as players, not only for our program, but I think kids that can be big-time players in the Lyon County League and in our district and even in the state as they get older as well.
So are your numbers pretty good?
I think we'll be around 14 to 16 kids, which is better than what we were last year with 11. So it's trending up in the numbers game. So
as you mentioned, you got a fundraising tournament. Where will these proceeds go, Coach?
All these proceeds will go towards our helmet decals, team undershirts, team socks. And we're trying to fundraise enough money to be able to get us a huddle end zone camera to use for game nights, give us a different angle for film to help our athletes continue to grow and get better.
I was going to ask what the purpose of that camera is. Is that something that you're kind of seeing more and more regularly at the high school level, specifically for smaller schools like Hartford?
Yes, it is. And honestly, we're probably one of the last ones in our area to get one. So the purpose of the camera, so what it'll do is it'll give you the angle from the back of the end zone on whichever side you set it up at, instead of just your sideline angle, what we normally get. A lot of that has to do, you can see, you know, offensive line steps. You can see different blitzes for your quarterbacks and receivers. You can see, you know, kind of what safeties are doing, or if you're on the defensive side, what wide receivers and quarterbacks' eyes are doing, and those kinds of things. So for us being pretty young and talented and looking to grow and be better, this Huddle End Zone camera could help us quite a bit.
Well, we look forward to following your team and having you on our area coach's corner throughout the upcoming football season that really, in the grand scheme of things, is not that far away. So, Coach, give us the setup again for the Cornhole Tournament coming up here in just a couple of weeks.
Yep, so it'll be July 15th. We will start registration at 9:30. We'll start playing at 10 o'clock. It is $50 for a team up until the day before, and then it's $60 for day of registration. And then there will be a free will donation food where we have a hot dog meal and a hamburger meal set up ready to go. So we're excited to see everybody.
So if people want to pre-register, how can they do that?
You can get a hold of me. My cell phone is 785-448-8597. Or you can shoot an email to my school email at dakistner@gmail.com.
Outstanding. Damon, are we missing anything here before we wrap things up and kind of let you continue that preparation for the 15th?
No, that is everything. We're excited. So I appreciate you guys having me on.
Appreciate it, Coach. Good luck with it.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Hartford High School football coach Damon Kistner previewing the second annual Cornhole Tournament coming up July 15th in Hartford.
All right. Don't forget our Department of Veterans Affairs monthly update is coming up after headlines. So within the next few minutes, Marcus Bryant will be our guest as we talk about programs for homeless veterans. And because tomorrow obviously is the 4th of July holiday, there will not be a Newsmaker 2 or Newsmaker 3 in the 8 o'clock hour. Again, though, we will have a Newsmaker guest coming up tomorrow morning at 7:20. Jones Aquatic Center manager Jennifer Wagner talking about tomorrow's schedule at the Aquatic Center, but also talking about some upcoming events as well. So if you'd like to be part of the morning show, this week is already pretty well just about locked down. So we are encouraging you to look at next week or the week after for events and activities and let us know. We'd love to have you on the airwaves with us to highlight what you've got coming. So let us know at 620-342-1400 or email.